Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Flashes a pass to Fournier, high right feed down to Vooch. He's got McGee, he'll bump, he'll grind, he'll lay it up and in. Vucevic unstoppable tonight. 6-point Magic lead, it was 16, 7 minutes left in the game. T-Ross for three, and there's the elephant gun. Just when they needed it, it's up and in. Terrence Ross, the triple straight away, his fourth of the afternoon. Here's a strip by Isaac, that long reach just reached out on Jones, raked the ball away, he'll drive in, lays it up and in. Count the bucket and the harm. How about that play by Jonathan Isaac? As Augustine crosses right side, picked up by Jamal Crawford. Goes around him, leans in, felt contact for the backside. Bank shot up and good. He's got rearview mirrors, one on each side. He saw Crawford, he felt him with a hand on his hip right in the back, and he just shot it knowing he's going to get something there. He did.
Ah, a little Best of the West montage, courtesy of Dennis Newman and the Orlando Magic Radio Network. Orlando closed out a 5-game, 9-night West Coast road swing with a 99-85 victory over the Phoenix Suns. That was on Friday night. Here on Monday to break it all down, welcome to Magic Drive Time, everybody. Cody Clark with you on this Monday evening in Central Florida. A couple of things I can't believe. The first is that we're only 3 weeks away from Christmas. That's hard to believe. This thing is flying by. The second thing I can't believe is that the Orlando Magic are over the quarter pole. More than a quarter of the season has gone, and your Orlando Magic, with an 11-12 ledger on the season, coming back to the Sunshine State with a 2-3 record from that West Coast road trip. We'll have a special guest, my co-host today, here in just a few moments. But first, taking care of a little bit of housekeeping, deck the halls with basketball this holiday season with 5 Magic home games at the end of December. See the Magic take on teams like the Miami Heat, Toronto Raptors, and Detroit Pistons as they celebrate the season with special entertainment, including Magic dancers, Santa stuff, and more. Purchase your tickets today at OrlandoMagic.com. The Orlando Magic, coming off that 5-game West Coast road trip, closed it out, tied a bow on things with that 99-85 victory over the Phoenix Suns. And to break it all down, I welcome in my co-host, live from Miami, joining us here on Magic Drive Time, Dante Marcatelli. Dante, I feel like I haven't seen you in a while, and perhaps that's because I haven't actually seen you in a while. How you doing, my man?
That's right. I'm doing good. How about a third thing we don't believe is we're letting our intern host Magic Drive Time. How about that? I think that is fantastic. Kudos to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
We got travel plans and everybody out of town. So you sit in the big chair and you're off to a great start. So,
well, thank you. I wasn't going to.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to lead the show with that. Hey, intern hosting here.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Let everybody. No, that's a great start. And you're right. It feels like we've been gone forever. My goodness. You have that 5 games in 9 days out on the West Coast, and then you're home for a couple of days off, and we go right back at it in Miami tomorrow and back home for the Denver Nuggets. So a critical, critical 2-game stretch coming up here after those 5 games out West.
Couple big ones coming up indeed. This is your show, Magic fans. We want to hear from you. Call-in number, give us a call, 407-447-2145. That's 407-447-2145. You can also text us. Hit up the text line. That's 50857. Send us a text, 50857. We want to know your reactions to this West Coast road trip. Magic pick up a couple of wins, one in Phoenix, one in LA against the Lakers. Your observation of these first 23 games, just what are your thoughts about this Magic team? We want to hear from you. And Dante, we're going to start there, recapping a little bit this West Coast road trip. Success is not quite the word that I think Coach Steve Clifford would use, because the numbers don't show that in the win column, with not being able to pick up that Golden State and that Portland win. But with a couple of wins, a season sweep of the Lakers, you ended it the right way out West with Phoenix. Now you come back for Miami. What is the vibe around this team coming back to the Sunshine State after those 9 nights out West?
Yeah, well, I think everybody's feeling like they're playing pretty good basketball, and I think everyone would be lying if they didn't feel that they let two get away, to be quite honest with you. I think when we took off on Thanksgiving night, you're heading out on those 5 games in 9 days, and you're thinking, okay, well, you got to get two. Two was, to me, the bare minimum. It was the bare minimum wins that you could come back with, because even though it's the last game of that trip, you're thinking you got to get that Phoenix game. And then if you can steal one somewhere along the way, You have to do that. I think everyone, you were hoping you might get that Denver one. You knew Golden State and Portland. Those are two of the best teams in the NBA, and they're two of the best teams in the NBA at home, regardless of Steph Curry playing or not. This is a team that took the Toronto Raptors, who were 19-4 after that win, to overtime in Toronto with Kevin Durant's 51. It took Damian Lillard hitting 10 threes in the game, 7 in the third quarter, for them to beat you by 3 with Damian Lillard scoring 41 points in both games against the Magic this year. So you did some great things. But unfortunately, there were stretches, and Coach Clifford pointed it out, in both of those games where they got away and you cost yourself a win. And we're not about moral victories. We're the flat out bottom line is you won 2 out of 5, and you could have won 3, and you should have probably won 4 if you're looking at it.
Yeah, exactly.
So you look at it like this, Cody. If you can go out tomorrow and you can beat the Miami Heat, who are playing better, they come in 9-13, they've won 2 straight, and they're decimated with injuries. This has always been a tough place to play. But if you can come out tomorrow and beat a Miami team, then you're 3-3 on that 6-game road trip. And I think that, to me, is a huge success.
Yeah, and you mentioned Steve Clifford. You were part of the 26-second post-game press conference, and we've heard it from him all year. No moral victories, and you look at that Portland game, that Golden State game, those are games that Coach Clifford expects to win, and I think you're seeing this team, these Orlando Magic players, respond to Steve Clifford's attitude as he's come in this year. You know, he said multiple times this year, this franchise has suffered a handful of losing seasons the past 5 years. In fact, you know, I was looking at it earlier, every single season that center Nick Vucevic has been here has been a losing season for this Magic team, and Coach Clifford wants to turn that around. And that's not something that he says, hey, you know, we're happy with playing against those guys. We expect to go get those games and come home with a good ledger.
And I think that's the key. And I think you go back to the third game of the year when this team got blown out by the Charlotte Hornets in the second game of the year. So you beat the Miami Heat on opening night. Then you get blown out 2 days later by the Charlotte Hornets. Never in that game. Just didn't play well. I think they tried hard and were competing, but just couldn't make a shot. And Charlotte just took it to you, and you couldn't slow down anyone. Then on a tough back-to-back after that brutal loss against Charlotte, you go back and have a chance to beat the 76ers in Philadelphia, who we all know is going to be top three team in the Eastern Conference. And this is even before you get Jimmy Butler. So you go up there, and I think, you know, in years past, I think you're thinking, okay, that's a statement game. You came back, you showed you were ready, you nearly beat the 76ers. No, he was livid. He was livid, and that was the first 30-second post-game press conference where he walked away and said, we need to be better. We can't be satisfied with coming in here and competing and moral victories and all that. And I just think that raised the bar right out of the gates that, okay, yeah, you came back, you competed. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to play hard every night. You're supposed to compete every night. You're supposed to be in every game, you know, to the best of your ability. So I think, you know, that set the tone, and then you just didn't like that you let a second game get away, one in Oakland and then a second one in Portland. So that's now back-to-back times where you had that game won. You're up 18 with a chance to make it 20 if Evan Fournier is able to dunk that down in transition. Unfortunately, they close it out. It's a 4-point game going into the fourth, and you hold them off. You have a chance to win in Golden State, but you don't do it. And you have a chance. You should have won that game in Portland. It's a 32-10 run to put that one away, and then you lose by 3. So any one of a number of mistakes, if you don't make those down the stretch, you have a chance to win that game. So I think it's solid. 2-3 is okay on that trip, but I think 3-3 is I do for this team that still doesn't have a marquee guy, has guys that are playing well, but doesn't have that marquee guy and has not been a playoff team in 7 years. I think to come away 3-3 with a win tomorrow would be solid.
Oh, totally agree with that. Speaking with Dante Marcatelli, co-hosting with me here on Magic Drive Time, and you alluded to it. I think this team has showed that Coach Clifford's message is spot on. They went to Boston and won. They went to San Antonio and won. They swept the Lakers for the first time since the finals team in 2008-2009. They got a win against Philly. And you talk about it without a marquee guy, but one of the guys that's been at the center, literally at the center of this run, is Nick Vucevic. He is having an all-star worthy campaign, and a guy that, as we mentioned, has had a losing season every year in Orlando with 21 a game, 11 rebounds a game. He's a career high in assists as well. He seems determined to turn those fortunes around this season.
Well, and I give him credit because it would be easy now in year 7 for him here to hang his head and be disappointed and here we go again and all that and to, you know, to one, maybe even to not want to be a part of this here thing, this thing moving forward. But he wants to see this thing through. He wants to get it turned around. He wants to get the, he wants to get this team back to the postseason, and he desperately wants to be a part of it and experience that for this city, for these fans that have been so great to him since he came here. Now it is a contract year for Nick Vucevic. So listen, that tends to motivate guys a little bit too, but he's a guy that, you know, he's not fueled by that. Whatever, however it plays out at the end of the year, fine. That'll all get sorted out at some point, whether he's here in Orlando or not. But this is a guy that this system fits him perfectly, and he's playing his tail off. They're running the ball. His usage rate is the highest it's ever been. He's getting involved almost every possession. You're trying to get him something on the low block. And I thought what Steve Clifford said last night or the last game in the win against Phoenix perfectly sums up Nick Vucevic. When things are kind of hectic and teams are making their run, to have a guy that you can slow the game down to, get it to him in the post, let him go to work, let him eat up a little bit of clock, and let him get a basket and just settle things down for you. It's huge. It's huge. And I know, and then he's the best three-point shooting center in the NBA. He's a 7-pointer.
Absolutely.
40% from beyond the arc, and he grabs rebounds, and he can score. And yeah, I think this team needs to hover around 500, if not better, for him to actually get the All-Star nod. But he is certainly playing like one right now.
A guy that's also playing well, you talked about a contract year, is Terrence Ross. It looks like he is shooting the ball into the Atlantic Ocean. Everything is going down for T. Right. Ross. He told you a few nights ago that it just feels like money coming off his hand.
Yep.
What has he meant to this team this year? He's definitely had a hand in keeping this team right around 500.
Well, he's playing well enough to be starting. I mean, he could be. I mean, he could easily played himself into the rotation with the way he's playing. But the beauty of Terrence Ross is what he brings as part of that second unit. That second unit needs scoring. You're not getting much scoring out of Mo Bamba or Jaren Grant or Jonathan Simmons when he's a part of that unit. So he can come in and you can turn him loose. I mean, that's basically been the mantra: is get your shot. Let's get Terrence going. And there's been a number of games where that second unit has struggled, or even the first unit has struggled, and they would not have been in the game if it wasn't for his shooting. But, you know, he's off to a career year, 14 points a game. He's going to be in the running. You know, some of the best sixth men in the league, you look at Lou Williams, who's at 18, 19 points a game, but for most all intents and purposes, plays 35 minutes a night and gets every shot. You know, they run so many things through him. So he's shooting a great percentage. You go back to the beginning of November, you know, he's one of the, I don't know if anybody has more points off the bench or threes made off the bench than Terrence Ross during that stretch. So he's playing terrific basketball. And just for a team that we all knew was going to struggle to score at the beginning of the season, he's been a revelation. And he's been inconsistent his entire career. He's been inconsistent in the previous two seasons that the Magic have had him. But he's, you know, he's had injuries, but he has just worked right through that. He worked hard all summer, and that thing, like he said the other night, feels like it's money every time it leaves his fingers. And thank goodness for Terrence Ross. He's hit some big shots. He's had some big games for this club. Can this keep up? Can he shoot at this percentage? Can he continue to score at this clip the rest of the season? That remains to be seen, but he's off to a terrific start at the quarter pole.
You are absolutely right. Great praise from Jamal Crawford as well, who's been an NBA sixth man guy after the game. He said, look, Terrence Ross has accepted his role. He's exceptional. He knows his spots. He knows where he needs to get to, and he's knocking down shots. And coming off the bench, that's just a major, major boost. So big praise from Crawford for Ross.
Thing. Yeah, that's the big thing, is the selflessness part of it. Because as Jamal Crawford mentioned the other night, I mean, it takes, you know, everybody wants to start. You got 15 guys on the team. They all want to play. They all want to start. There's something about being part of that first unit. But to understand for the better of the team to be part of that second unit, I can still go out and have an opportunity to have an impact on the game and can still score. But it takes, so first and foremost, it takes that mindset to be able to watch and to sit there and give it 7-8 minutes before you're going to get in there, and then go in there and just get after it and try to score and help the team. But it does. It takes that mindset, and he has accepted that, and he's perfected it.
That's a great point. We've got to duck in a quick break, but more of your phone calls and texts. Call us 407-447-2145. Text us 50857. Speaking with Dante Marcatelli, co-hosting with me today. We are going to duck in a quick break. When we return, we'll preview the matchup against the Miami Heat in South Beach. We've got plenty more on the other side of a quick break, so don't go anywhere. Magic Drive Time here on 96.9 The Game.
Hey, Jill, can you help me with our budget? All right, let's start with internet. You know, since we switched to CenturyLink Price for Life internet, our monthly rate won't change for as long as we keep our plan.
Nice. Well, internet's done. Should we stream a movie?
Yeah, let's stream a movie.
CenturyLink Price for Life internet. Get the speed you need with no rate hikes, no contract, and no bundling needed. Only from CenturyLink. Switch now at CenturyLink.com. Service offer and speed may not be available in your area. Limited time offer for qualifying residential customers only. Restrictions and taxes apply.
Roof damage is not always visible from the ground. In order to make sure your roof is sealed and secure during rain and hurricane seasons, call Carol Bradford Roofing today for a free roof inspection. As the official builder of the Orlando Magic, Carol Bradford Roofing is a licensed and insured family-owned company who has been trusted for years to provide quality work and quality products to protect the most prized possessions under a roof, your family. To speak with a professional today, call 833-237-ROOF or visit them at carolbradfordroofing.com.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Near side front court, Aaron Gordon guards the inbounds pass. Ball comes into Richard. They bobble it. Tried to go baseline on Isaac, and he stepped out of bounds. Turnover, Miami. Orlando gets it back. 2.3 seconds showing. Boy, Richardson trying to come down that baseline. Turned his head and stepped on the baseline and turned the ball over.
That was how it ended on opening night here in Orlando as the Magic knocked off the Miami Heat 104-101. They will square off tomorrow night in South Beach. Tip time just after 7:30. Coverage on the Orlando Magic Radio Network with Brandon Kravitz beginning at 7 with Magic Tonight. We're on the phones with Dante Marcatelli co-hosting with me live from Miami. We've also got a caller on the line, Marvin from Orlando. Excuse me. Sorry, Marvin. My bad. My bad, buddy. What do you got? What are you seeing from this Orlando Magic team?
Team ball beats dream ball. You know that, right? You are fully aware of that. I've been a fan. I wasn't ultimately excited when Clifford got the gig as the head coach. But I turned it around and said, you know what? Steve, if you can get this gang to really play the way they are right now, the way they're capable of playing, the way they have their mindset, it's perfect. We don't need a superstar. Everybody keeps saying that. We have a star. It's called the team. If the team plays, we are hard to beat. And that's the truth. No two ways about it. Dante, I'm going to keep on enjoying. Thank you for being what you are and how you brought to the match. Team ball beats dream ball. Go Magic.
That is one of my favorites, Marvin, right there. That is. It's always great to hear from Marvin, and that means Magic basketball has officially begun right there.
But
But that's the thing, Cody, and that's what Steve Clifford has been preaching. And listen. I was yelling it from the rooftops. People were sleeping on Steve Clifford at the beginning of the season because, you know, he wasn't a household name.
Totally.
Maybe a lot of people didn't know or they saw the record the last couple of years in Charlotte. But this guy knows the game. He knows basketball. And I think Marvin's right. I think he's perfect with the accountability and for holding these guys to the fire and raising the bar a little bit. So I think it's worked out great. But the team's got to continue to perform, continue to improve. Sitting here at 11-12, if you can get this one tomorrow, you're back at 500, and you're holding right now at the 8th spot in the Eastern Conference. Obviously, a long way to go, but this team is working hard, and you know we'll see how long they're able to keep this going.
Well, and one team that they're working hard to try and fight against is this Miami Heat team. That's going to be right in the thick of things. Charlotte, Miami, Orlando, Brooklyn, you know, all these teams grouped together. The Magic going to face off against Miami at American Airlines Arena tomorrow night. The Nick Vucevic, Hassan Whiteside matchup is big. Obviously, you've got Dwayne Wade as well. Just a lot of different moving parts and just a big game, as you and I talked about leading into coming onto the air. This is almost a must-win here early in the season to start a very difficult back-to-back.
You know what? I would agree with you. It was definitely a must-win in Phoenix. You had to, if you came back without Booker and without T.J. Warren and lost that game to Phoenix, and you're sitting here now three games under 500 and really having to get this one in Miami, I just think this whole thing has a completely different feel. So you have to beat the teams that are beneath you, and then you have to steal a couple from the teams that are better than you. And listen, you've got a better record right now than the Miami Heat, so you have to win this game. I would agree, especially with what they're dealing with injury-wise. They don't have Goran Dragic. He won't be playing here tomorrow. They don't have Deion Waiters back as well. Questionable for Rodney Magruder. You don't know if he's going to be able to play. He hurt his ankle 5 minutes in to their last game last night. And then Tyler Johnson looks like he is going to go. He's been a Magic killer over the years, but this is a team that's playing better here at home. They had lost three straight games at home, but they're playing much better basketball here of late. They beat a stingy Utah Jazz team the other night, a team that had won the first two games of its road trip and held them to 100 points. So I think this is always difficult to play down here. You got the big fella in the middle. Wayne Ellington has hurt the Magic, his ability to get loose. But listen, I think Aaron Gordon kind of put it perfect the other night, saying we're not showing up anymore hoping to win. We're showing up expecting to win. And I think that needs to be a culture change. It needs to be a mentality change. And if you can come here and get one tomorrow against a good Heat team, you've taken another step towards changing that culture. And then imagine that atmosphere when you go back to Amway 12-12, hosting the Denver Nuggets, another very good team that's playing tonight, will be sitting there waiting for us. So a very difficult back-to-back. You have to split it, in my opinion. But hopefully you can now, with this team, with their expectations being raised, they're going in hoping to get both.
That's a great point, Dante. Great stuff, as always. We really appreciate you joining us, the insight. It's good to have you back in the Sunshine State.
It was good to have me on my show.
It's good to have you on your show. Absolutely.
Hey, you did a great job.
Hey, thank you.
Good job, Cody. Good job. We knew you could do it, and good job stepping up here tonight. And we'll have you host again here in about 3 or 4 years.
Awesome. Wonderful, Dante. Really appreciate that. Thanks for joining us, Dante Marcatelli, live from South Beach. You can catch him on Fox Sports Florida tomorrow. He will have pregame coverage starting at 7, and then the Magic will tip off on the TV side against the Miami Heat, looking to make it 2 in a row over this Miami Heat team so far this season. That is going to do it for us here on Magic Drive Time. Thank you for joining us. Cody Clark sitting in the chair. We'll turn things back over to Aaron and Dante tomorrow, but thanks for tuning in. Have a great night, everybody.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's Fournier for three. Got it to go.
Right there. Deeper left front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.